Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's July 1st, 2024. Monday, July 1st, 2024. This is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We got a couple of points on the Never Doubt Me meter today that we're going to be getting to. Maybe three, actually, depending on how you look at it. But definitely two, you can chalk it up for two, guaranteed. Now, I've got a whole stack of news dealing with the internal struggle, and this is the one, maybe it's three, maybe it's not. But I've been discussing the internal struggle. Now it's external, but I've been discussing the internal struggle that the Democrats are going through right now. How to deal with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's not just Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a big problem, no doubt. But Kamala, in a way, might even be a bigger problem. So the Democrats don't know what to do. They are in between a rock and a hard place, as it said. It's a catch-22, as it said. Joe Biden can't win with him, can't win without him, is potentially the situation that they're dealing with. So we got all kinds of headlines. Now, there's some wild cards that they could play. But these wild cards are outside of the realm of normal politics and still probably hurt the Democrat Party. So we're going to go through all of these developments, the headlines, the video clips. They don't know what to do. And for an American left, a progressive left, a far left, liberal left, this united front that is the Democrat Party, there is a true split right now. There is a true split right now. And so I understand trying to read plays as normal, saying, oh, well, they set Joe Biden up for failure. Look at the canned messaging right afterwards, everybody turning on him. There could be some organic developments to this. Now, we're going to get all into that today as a big top story. But I mean, we still got an election 126 days away. The Democrats still have to campaign. They got a campaign. What are their issues? Well, we'll tell you their issues. They got a lot of issues. That's pretty much all they got is issues. So we'll talk about that. You know, I'm 50-50, but it is a never doubt me moment that we have. It was the last weekend of Pride parades, and they've done it, folks. They've done it. Sexual acts in the streets, in public, at gay pride parades. Filmed. Right in front of children. I'm just going to leave it there because I'm 50-50 on even covering it. We're going to have a guest on tomorrow who filmed it, witnessed it. But it's just disgusting. And it's like, what do you even do at this point? It's already been exposed. We already know what they're doing. Where is law enforcement? But they're protected by the law, and they're protected by political correctness. So we got a problem here. And, I mean, you can have the Republicans move to try to sign legislation banning this stuff, but they're too afraid of being called homophobic, and the Republican Party's gay now, too, so they promote the pride stuff, so it really doesn't even matter. And I have no problem with big tent politics, let me be clear. But this isn't politics. This is just straight up sexual perversion on the street. So you got that going on. We do have some big geopolitical news, international news. The Biden administration has claimed another political prisoner today, Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon begins his 4-month sentence today. Another political prisoner of the Biden regime. It's disgusting. Steve Bannon will come out stronger, I guarantee it.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and is not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we're going to lay into this issue here. The internal struggle the Democrats have that's now external. What to do with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, it's important for us to do something before we start into this, because there's all kinds of headlines out, and they're saying, the Democrats ignored the warning signs. The Democrats didn't notice Biden was deteriorating. The Democrats had no idea of Biden's true state. The Democrats didn't know how bad it was. Bull crap. Bull crap. Do not buy that for 1 second. They knew how bad he was when he was running in 2019 and 2020. They knew how bad he was. It got brought up during the presidential debates. Now, is he in a much worse state today than he was 4 years ago? Absolutely. People are also noticing, as they're starting to do more behavioral trends of Joe, perhaps what we witnessed at the debate was what's called sundowning versus the next day when he's at a rally speech. They said he had a cold, by the way, so I guess that just went away overnight. So they're just lying. That's the message here. That's the theme. They're just lying. But they're doing the behavior analysis, and they're like, oh, yeah, this looks like sundowning. And then he's able to get up in the morning, and then there's all these other signs. Oh, this idea that they're pushing, the Democrats had no idea of the true mental deterioration. They just didn't know. The media saying the same thing. Oh, we didn't know. This debate really opened our eyes. We had no idea. Right, right. And Joe Biden had a cold, and the Hunter Biden laptop isn't real, and Joe Biden never did any business with his son. He knows nothing about it. Yeah, right. You guys had no idea. No, of course they knew, and they lied. And they lied. So here's a little compilation. Then before the debates, we didn't know. You seem to know. You seem to be extremely confident, actually, in how strong Joe Biden was, how cogent, how his mental faculties were all together, better than Trump, best he's ever been even. Sharp as a tack, they said. Oh, but they didn't know. Really, because you seem to know, you really seem to know here in clip 3.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
For example, we had 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
He's smart. He's on his game.
His mental acuity is great.
This is a very sharp president.
And the people that I've talked to say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine.
They say he's sharp. There's not a problem.
He was sharp.
He was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
The president is sharp, and he is tireless.
He is sharp.
As sharp as ever.
And he's fine. All this right-wing propaganda. into that his mental acuity is declined is wrong.
His brain is good. He's still great.
He is sharp in meetings.
I believe the people who say that behind closed doors, Joe Biden remains sharp.
In meetings, Joe Biden is sharp.
He's sharp. He's fit.
There is nothing to these challenges, these suggestions that somehow he's not sharp. He's sharp as a tack.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump.
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Actually, Joe Biden is sharper and has more mental acuity than Donald Trump, because more people believe that actually Joe Biden's mental acuity is better than Donald Trump.
I mean, he's sharp as, he's funny, he's sharp as a tack. Kamala Harris says he is up to this task. He's, you know, sharp as a tack. He's smart. He's energetic.
One of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead, and so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. If you edit it in such a way, you can make it appear that he fits this narrative, that he is slow, that he is wandering off.
Kareem, I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And well, by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
President Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
He has a great memory.
His mind is just as quick as ever.
He is sharp enough.
Joe Biden is sharp and on top of it.
President Biden is sharp. He's focused. He's bright.
The president is sharp as a tack. Sharp, sharp as a tack.
President Biden's doctors say he is in good physical and cognitive health. Joe Biden, sharp as a tack.
The president was sharp as a tack.
The president's very sharp because he is so sharp and he's on top of everything.
He seems right on top of it. The man is competent, alert.
Fully cognizant, yes, and sharp.
He's completely mentally sharp.
He's sharp. He's engaged.
He is sharp. He is engaged and he is commanding.
That's pretty sharp.
Mentally sharp.
Biden was sharp.
Sharp and substantive.
He is very sharp.
And he's as sharp as a tack.
Biden is sharp.
And the president is sharp and as able as ever.
He's a man that's on his game.
He was focused. His recall was good.
He's actually quite sharp and on top of it.
He is on the ball.
And you're going to see how smart he is. And
this guy's as sharp as a knife.
Tonight he may have to channel both the president in him and the bruising, brawling candidate in him, and maybe a little bit of Eminem in his famous 8 Mile rap battle.
I come from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm from a household where the kitchen table, if things weren't able to be met during the month, it was a problem.
You see him interact. You see him engage. He took some questions and is sharp with his answers.
What I did, when, for example, he wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare
He's actually perfectly sharp. He's totally focused. He's very sharp. And the proof is in the performance.
I made sure every company in the world, every pharmaceutical company, cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way.
So every day, millions of Americans.
I'm telling you, this guy's tough. He's smart. He's on his game.
And there's no question that Biden presents stronger, younger, more energetic.
The president has no impairment.
I see his vigor. I see his energy. I say his age is an asset.
He's wise.
Yes, he's wise. He has wisdom.
He's at the top of his game.
I think he's better than he's ever been.
Sharp as a tack.
As I said, very sharp, incredibly engaged.
There
strong, steady, he's always on ball.
Go.
He fits into the top.
They didn't know. They didn't know. Democrats ignored the warnings. Democrats had no idea. The media, it wasn't clear. They just didn't know until the debate, guys, is what they're saying. They had no idea the state of Joe Biden. They had no idea he was mentally deteriorating. They just didn't know. That's odd. You seem to know quite well, actually. You seem to be very confident that he was sharp as a tack. What happened? I thought you knew. Now, there's actually multiple lessons to be learned here. The one obvious is that Democrats lie, and they have no problem lying. And they'll lie. They'll lie to you on Monday, and then they'll tell you a completely different story on Friday, and they won't even blink. They won't even bat an eye. No problem at all. Now, that's one angle you could take. Or you could say, well, maybe the Democrats just have no clue what's going on. That's the route they're taking. We just had no idea. Really? So that's an interesting admission, actually. That's an interesting admission to say, you said right-wing conspiracy theory, far-right attacks against Joe Biden, lying about his cognitive abilities, lying about his mental faculties. Oh, but we were right. So you're admitting we were right? That's what it is then? You're just going to admit that we were right and you were wrong. I guess I'll take it. But of course, the truth is that you were just lying. That's the truth. Well, I guess two things can be true. We were right and you were lying. But folks, it's bad. It's bad. CBS poll that they released over the weekend after the debate, the 2 days after the debate, before the debate, voters were asked, does Biden have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president? 65% said he does not. That was before. But the Democrats had no idea. The media had no idea. And then after, 72%. So America really already knew. But now you're talking about three-quarters of Americans saying Biden is not even mentally fit for the job. So who's voting for this guy? Who's going to vote for Joe Biden then? If they believe he's not fit for the job. But even in that, there's a little rub, because the Democrats don't care. They'll vote for the knife that just stabbed them, as long as it's not Trump. They'll vote for the guy that just raped them. They'll vote for the guy that just raped their daughter. They'll vote for the guy that just murdered their wife, as long as it's not Trump. So they don't care who's running the country, as long as it's not Trump. They don't care if Joe Biden doesn't even know where he's at, and it's obvious that there's some shadow presidency going on, or the deep state that they now admit is real, and it's awesome, says the New York Times. It's a New York Times headline, it's a quote. So they don't even care who it is. So they'll still go out and vote Democrat. But okay, maybe they've been buying their own lies. Maybe they've been smelling their own BS and saying it smells great. But now the reality has hit. They have a Joe Biden problem. And they have a Kamala Harris problem behind that as well. So you just saw the polls. You just saw them now changing tune. Oh, Joe Biden is the smartest, sharpest attack. Greatest of all time. He's a super genius. He's the next Einstein. To, well, he's really deteriorating. We don't know. Nobody had any idea. Could never have seen this coming. Here's some of the headlines from over the weekend. Democrats fear replacement scenarios as much as they fear keeping Biden. Why the Democrats are too afraid of replacing Biden. Top Democrats rule out replacing Biden amid calls for him to quit 2024 race. Okay. There was also the story how Biden, now they said it was a pre-planned vacation. So, I mean, that could be true. Biden spends a lot of time on vacation as president, the most of all time, and it's not even close. He's probably had quadruple the amount of vacation days compared to any other president. But they said it was a pre-planned vacation for Biden to go to Camp David with his family. So maybe that's true. But then they used it as this emergency meeting where they're discussing, should Joe Biden run again? Should he drop out? What should we do with Joe? And the family says, fight on, Joe. And it's probably Jill. I mean, this is elder abuse at this point. But it's like, there was their opportunity. There was their opportunity. The family sits down with Joe and says, hey, you've got grandkids. You're in the twilight of your life. You've done it. You've been president. maybe it's time to just drop out, spend the remaining years with the millions you've looted, the millions you've taken in bribes with your beach mansions, and just spend it with your grandkids and just live the rest of your life, Joe. Maybe now's the time. Look, Joe, your grandkids are here. Who knows how much longer you'll remember their faces and names, Joe? Maybe it's time. It was their perfect opportunity. They had it this weekend, and they didn't take it. So is it the grubby attention whores? Is it the political whores? Is it Jill Biden and her love to be in the spotlight? Is it the Biden crime family and their love of taking bribes and pay for play? Are they worried what happens if he doesn't run again? What's the story? You had the opportunity to get rid of him, to ditch him. And the family said, no, Joe, fight on. It shows you the whole family is sick. It shows you the whole family is sick that they would keep this man in the public as he goes into the twilight of his life and mentally deteriorates. And it's only going to accelerate, not just in the next 126 days of the election. I mean, imagine for the next 4 years. By the end of his second term, he won't even know who he is. He might already not know. It's sad, though. You know, anybody that has a parent or a grandparent, it's going through it like this. It's actually sad. And that's why this is so sick. Hey, politically, run Joe Biden. Go ahead. Probably that's the best case scenario if you're a Trump supporter and you want to win an election. Please, run Joe Biden. And then, but like, you got to be cold and callous politically to feel that way. And that's how it is. That's politics. But then there's the human element. If you have a soul and you just say, wow, you guys are really abusing your grandfather, your father, your husband, Joe Biden, the Democrats, you're really abusing this guy. This is just sick at this point. But hey, they got to protect democracy now, and the people voted for Joe Biden. Oh. Yeah, Trump's a threat to democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. We have to protect democracy. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote to protect democracy. And then what are they going to do? Just remove him? Just take him out of the race, the person that won the nomination? The person that got the most votes in the Democrat primaries in 2020 and 2024, and they're just going to pull him and choose who the Democratic candidate is? Oh, how savory, how sweet. Please do that. So that's what I'm saying. There is no winning scenario politically for the Democrats. Whatever route they choose, they're going to have to take a massive loss. So really all they're debating is which does the least damage, keeping Joe Biden in or removing Joe Biden? Which does the least damage? And they're analyzing everything. Down ballot races, their narrative of protecting democracy. This is the party that stole it from Bernie Sanders. This is the party that went with Joe Biden in 2020 with other good candidates out there like Tulsi Gabbard. This is the party that went with Joe Biden instead of embracing an RFK Jr. They're protecting democracy. They hate democracy. All they care about is power and their agenda. So they had the opportunity with his family this weekend, and they said, nope, keep running, Joe. Keep running. I don't know, aside from the worst case, I really hate to talk like this, I have to tell you, but aside from Joe croaking in one way or the other, I don't know how they can remove him from this race without it doing so much destruction. Almost so much destruction it can't even be repaired. Yeah, sure, they can still do a steal. I'm not discounting that. But, I mean, folks, 72% of people say he's not mentally fit. 52% of Americans don't even think he won the last election. I mean, so we're now reaching a dangerous stage where we have a totally illegitimate government. Now you might already view it as an illegitimate government. I'm in agreement. But I'm saying the masses, I'm saying the majority of Americans no longer view our government as legitimate, no longer view the president as legitimate, think the entire thing is a farce beyond what we even witness today or what we feel today. So this is a total paradigm shift in American politics. They had the opportunity. They chose not to take it. Listen to these liars. Here's Jim Clyburn. He doesn't know anything. Democrat Representative Jim Clyburn lives under a rock, apparently, because he's telling MSNBC, I've never seen anybody calling for the removal of Joe Biden. You're making this up, clip four.
Congressman Clyburn, since you are there in Wisconsin and doing lots of events, tell me the truth. What are you hearing from people on the ground?
Almost total. And I'm saying almost because I have not heard a single person express anything negative. All they're saying to us is keep Joe Biden moving forward.
It goes on. He doubles and triples down, saying he's not heard anybody say anything negative. He's not heard anybody remove him from the race. Do you live under a rock? It's been the biggest story in the last 4 days since the debate. It's been the number one story. But he has no idea. He hadn't seen it anywhere. Then he goes on CNN and he tells Dana Bash she's bad for not rigging the debate enough in clip five.
If you're going to have another debate, the preparation for that debate needs to be different. There's no question in my mind. We
Should
cannot
there be
overload
another debate?
The candidate with all. Well, I don't know. I think that Joe Biden will do well with the debate. I think it all depends upon what the rules are. I don't like a debate where nobody will do any fact checking. You just say what you want to say. You know it's a lie. The guy told 30 some odd lies, and nobody checked him on it and said that was up to Joe Biden to do. I'm not too sure. If I ask you a question and you lie to me with the answer, I ought to follow up and give you what the facts are and see what your reaction to that would be. So that, to me, was not the way to plan the debate. And whoever did that and agreed to that really should think about what they're doing.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was a debate agreed to by President Biden first, who proposed this this debate. Should the president?
I guess he didn't know that either. He must not know much. No, I don't think Jim Clyburn knows too much. Probably your typical Democrat, just totally clueless. Hell, they think islands float. They think men can get pregnant. That's what we're dealing with from these Democrats. But what is he really saying there? He's really saying, hey, the moderators didn't go hard enough on Trump. The moderators were supposed to be anti-Trump. The moderators were supposed to be in the ring beating Trump with metal chairs and baseball bats and chains and macing him. Why didn't you do that, Dana? That's what he's really saying. Fact check. Give me a break. Fact check. Biden didn't even know he called Gold Star families. He forgot about that.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype.
We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, well, whatever the Democrats end up doing with their Biden-Harris problem, they still have to campaign with 126 days till the election. So, what are they campaigning on? Well, one, I'm not Trump. And Trump is bad. That's their number one issue is I'm not Trump and Trump is bad. So Biden is basically having to admit he failed at the debate now as he releases this statement this morning. Folks, I know I'm not a young man. In other words, I have serious mental decline that was on display during the debate. Folks, I know I'm not a young man, but I know how to do this job. He might not even know where he is. I know how to tell the truth. Donald Trump does not. There it is. There it is. So Trump's a liar, Trump's bad, and I'm not Donald Trump. That is their number one issue as Joe Biden's motorcade. I guess I don't know what he's doing. He's on vacation. Nobody knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. But his motorcade's driving through New York, and there's a bunch of protesters telling him to drop out. This is, I mean, folks, look, I laugh because at a certain level, this is absolutely hilarious. Aside from the fact that these people are, you know, destroying our country and potentially our future. But they have signs. I bet the Democrats even paid for this. They have signs that say, protect our democracy, drop out. You voted for him. What? You voted for Joe Biden. This is democracy. This is the democracy. This is the democratic process that you love so much. You voted for Joe Biden. You did. You Democrats did this. You voted for him. You voted for him twice. Twice you nominated him. Two times. And now you just want to say, give us somebody else. We don't even care about a vote. We don't even need to vote. Just give us anybody but Joe. You voted for him. When Hillary stole it from Bernie Sanders in 2016, you didn't say shit. Protect democracy. Oh my, do you know what democracy means? I don't think they know what it means. I don't think you know what the word means. But so it's hilarious. Protect democracy. Protect democracy. Okay, you voted for Joe Biden. Give us anyone but Joe Biden. But that's who you voted for. Now you have to live with your vote. No, we want someone else. This is the democratic process. Protect democracy. Give us someone else. Someone we didn't vote for. Someone nobody voted for. That's what we want. That's how we protect democracy. Wow. This is going to be fun. Oh, I can't wait. If they remove Joe, and they're already calling for it. It shouldn't even matter. They're already calling for the removal, so it already works. But if and when they remove Joe, I can't wait for all the Protect Democracy compilations. Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun. Hours and hours. Campaign ads. Campaign statements. Every freaking Democrat that runs from California to New York, protect democracy, protect democracy. All the left-wing media, protect democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. Trump's the threat to democracy. And then they will put somebody in there who didn't even get a single vote to protect democracy. So, okay, so they're running. So their first issue is, I'm not Trump and Trump bad. That's their first issue to run on. And then their second big issue is abortion. Now, this statement from Joe Biden says so much. It's a very short statement, but it says so much. Here's Joe Biden. He says, quote, if I'm reelected, I'm going to restore Roe versus Wade. You're already elected. You're the president. You've been the president since 2021. What do you mean if you're reelected? You could have done this for 4 years. You could have pushed for this for 8 years under Obama. What do you mean if you're reelected? They could have codified Roe versus Wade. They never did. He could restore Roe versus Wade every day since the decision was overturned. He didn't. So how does this say so much? Folks, it was never about codifying Roe versus Wade. It was never about restoring Roe versus Wade. It's just a political football. It's just political red meat that they dangle in front of their voters. That's all it is. Now, they might actually want to codify it. They might actually want to restore it, but it doesn't matter. They won't do it because they need it. They need it. If they actually codified Roe versus Wade, or if Joe Biden actually restored Roe versus Wade, then what would they run on? That would eliminate half of their campaign strategy. He can't do it. And it's not just this election cycle. It's the next election cycle. And it's the one after that, and after that, and after that. So they might want to make abortion fully legal. They probably do. But they know it would hurt them too much in the democratic process. They need their voters to go vote for abortion. They need it. So if they solidify it, if they take it out of play, they're screwed. Oh, restore Roe versus Wade. Then do it today, jackass. Or maybe he forgot he was president. By the way, Joe Biden has already voted against Roe versus Wade in the past. Don't remind him of this New York Times headline. When Joe Biden voted to let states overturn Roe versus Wade, that's when he was a member of Congress 50 years ago. No, you heard me right. 50 years ago. It would be 53, if we're being exact, in 1981, when Joe Biden voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. When he was in Congress. 53 years ago. Don't remind him. 43? Is my math off on that? Yeah, math is my weak point. Thank you guys for correcting me. 43. I'm willing to admit that I'm bad at math. Decades ago. How about that? I should have gone with decades ago. A little safer. Decades ago, Joe Biden voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ooh. But he's going to do it now. You just have to reelect him. Why don't you do it now? You're already the president. Here's Kamala Harris. By the way, she got fact-checked all over X for this one. Donald Trump would ban abortion nationwide. President Joe Biden and I will do everything in our power to stop him and restore women's reproductive freedom. You're the vice president. Biden is the president. Why don't you do it today? And by the way, they then fact-checker, President Trump has repeatedly said he will not sign a national abortion ban. And then they share dozens of stories and even statements from him. So first of all, you're the president and vice president. If you really want to do whatever with Roe versus Wade, you could sign a bill tomorrow. You could have this on your desk. You could do it. But why won't you? Because you need it politically. You need abortion on the ballot politically because you know it's one of your biggest issues, which says a lot about the Democrat voter as well. So it says a lot about Democrat Party politics that they don't actually mean anything they say. And it says a lot about the Democrat voter whose biggest issue, they want the legal right to kill their babies. That's it.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us. by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I thank you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are now joined by Alex Rosen of Predator Poachers, and normally he comes on with us when he makes a big bust or just to give us an update on some of the things, but we've got breaking news here. Alex has been suspended from X as of today, and the last I checked, no notification has been given as to why, and I'll have him expand on all of this, but just to be clear, you know, Alex doesn't try to make a bunch of money. He does this because he wants to protect kids from predators, and X is one of his main ways to earn an income. It's been his best way to maintain the work that he does. So for them to shut him off there is really bad news for him. So Alex joins me now with an update. Alex, what do you know as of 3:48 on this Monday, July 1st?
Well, thank God about 20 minutes ago, our X account has been reinstated. Thank God it was just banned randomly this morning. We got no notification as to why it was banned. But now we were told, what a stupid reason. We were told it was for ban evasion because of the decoy. Technically, I guess we were ban evading, but it was because of a banned account that we had that we used to decoy on Twitter with, like pretending to be an 11-year-old girl, and that account got banned for being quote-unquote underage. That was like 2 or 3 years ago, and why they would pop us for that now makes zero sense to me. So I think what happened is just a ton of accounts recently were reporting us. Like, we definitely ruffled some feathers with the whole Reddit, with the whole Michael Knappen thing where he caught that LGBTQ head of the Maryland Dems. And Reddit was definitely mass reporting us, and all these people were, because we were posting some pretty pretty triggering things about Gay Pride Month. So I don't know. Maybe it's just all the reports and they found something to take us down for. I don't know.
Well, it's great news that you've been restored. I was going to expect that would happen anyway because, I mean, even big accounts on the left were supporting you to be restored. Credit to the Krasensteins for that. And
yeah,
I would guess that if Elon Musk got word of it, if not he did, would have your account restored. You know, and I've also noticed, and you know, we can kind of go into the censorship angle here. I don't know the pattern, but like accounts are getting banned and then reinstated randomly left and right. It seems like there's no pattern. There's no rhyme or reason to it. What do you think is going on behind the scenes at X?
Well, what I realize is it's a lot more. Well, I mean, I've seen some leftist accounts get nuked too. It's way more on the right though, but like, I don't know. I just think the algorithm's so broken. They're just not really doing anything to fix it. Like, I think that if enough people just report an account, it doesn't matter what they're reporting it for. They'll just find a reason to take it down.
Or, like, beg for forgiveness type of thing, not permission, forgiveness.
Yeah, I guess something like that, too. It's weird. I mean, they should really just remove the report feature. The only thing you should be able to report is, like, child porn. Everything else, like, if you think somebody's making a threat or something, just go to your freaking law enforcement agency, you know? Why have Twitter said all that?
Well, see, that's the problem, is there's just an abuse of the report button. I think the report thing is important for multiple reasons, like fake accounts trying to steal someone's digital identity or inappropriate behavior that's up there. But it's just what liberals do. They just use and abuse. I mean, that's a think about it. A report feature, just a tiny thimble of power. And look how the left abuses it and find ways to just strong arm their political agenda onto these things.
Oh, they would for sure. Like, if they had the ability to, I mean, they would line us up against the wall. I'm just more and more convinced of that each day. Like, it's not an exaggeration. I mean, these people genuinely hate us. I mean, the whole way they were defending that pedo we caught that was head of the LGBTQ Dems, they were calling the video a deep fake. They were saying, where's the evidence of it, even though he's admitting everything on camera? I mean, there's no amount of evidence or changing their mind. It is what it is at this point. They hate us. It is what it is.
Well, you have Democrat paid for Biden paid for Harry Sisson. And, I don't even like to give this guy any attention, but he basically just confirmed what you just said. He basically said, okay, well, why doesn't Biden just send political assassins out to kill his political opposition? I mean, that's basically what he said today.
Yeah, no, they get away with everything. And I think what it is, I don't know. I mean, it has to be just a sheltered life. I mean, I don't think Harry's ever faced a consequence for anything he's ever said in his life. And I just think he just says shit like that just because. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's some other weird things going on with him. Okay, so great news is your account is back. Now, I know that this is weird sometimes because it takes you a while. Sometimes it takes your followers a while to get back up. I mean, is everything back to normal?
Yeah, so we're gaining thousands of followers a minute right now. The fastest we've ever grown, technically 0 to 1,000 to 2,000. But I think we will be getting back to normal. I'm already seeing subs start to pop up again, so I'm really happy about that.
Well, talk about that. You know, you basically work 24/7. People, you're always in the car when you're on the show because you're just on the road all the time busting predators. Was X kind of your main way of making the money to fund what you do?
X was luckily not the main way, but it definitely was a massive help. I mean, it definitely took care of a lot of things we didn't take care of, like gas money, food, and all that. Like before X. Before we were monetized on X, I mean, we definitely weren't as well funded as we are now. I mean, X is definitely a big thing for us.
Well, there's no doubt, and I would suggest people follow your work at I Fight for Kids on X, also your show on Rumble, Predator Poachers, as well. And so, where are you right now? I saw you just made a bust in Springfield, Missouri this weekend. Where are you now?
Yeah, so yesterday we were in Springfield. Now we're in Northwest Arkansas for our last bus of this trip. He'd be number 22 in 2.5 weeks. The guy in Springfield was nuts. I mean, he had a...
We're reconnected now. The guy in Springfield had what?
Yeah, no, you hear me? Yeah, the guy in Springfield yesterday was nuts. I mean, he had a knife to his neck threatening to kill himself, and luckily the cops came in time and... they were about to tase him, so he dropped the knife, and he's in a 96-hour hold now. And they're taking all of his devices, and there's going to be so much child porn on that phone.
You've also had guns pulled on you recently as well.
Yes, we were in Massachusetts, and this guy, I'm talking to him for like 5 minutes, and he's just like, the conversation's done. And I'm like, okay. And he starts going to his car, and I'm like, John, you reaching for something? And he just doesn't respond. I'm like, oh, crap. And he's like, you're reaching for something. And he just doesn't respond. Then I see he pull out this black object out of his car, and I'm like, holy crap. So I start backing away, and then we just turn, we just take off into a sprint down the street. He starts chasing us. It was so nuts, man.
That is, is that the first time you've ever had a gun pulled on you?
Pulled on me specifically, yeah. Pulled out from a predator, no. I had a predator point at somebody else that was not a part of the crew, but I was just kind of a bystander. He was definitely the most unhinged guy we've ever caught.
Wow, that is just crazy. Now, I'm just curious, did you hear the statement Joe Biden made talking about children being raped, and it's mostly by family members? From your experience busting predators, is that true? Is it mostly by family members, or was Joe Biden projecting?
Well, I think in Joe Biden's experience, definitely true in his family. But, yeah, that is actually the case. He does have firsthand knowledge and the statistics to back it up. That is what it mostly is. Like, a lot of these people, we get sent to us, people reach out and are like, hey, I know this guy. He touched me when I was a kid, or I know he's a creep. He did this to his daughter. A lot of them do not bite on our decoy accounts because they don't go online and search for kids. They just look in their own home, and that's, unfortunately, we can't get a lot of people because of that reason.
I mean, these days, you can just go to a gay pride parade and start filming. You'll see all kinds of men, what I view as sexually abusing children. I mean, whipping out your genitalia and shaking in front of a child. I don't know how that's not sexual abuse. That's what we saw all weekend, unfortunately.
Yeah. I was dumb enough to think that leftists would have a limit to how much this gay pride stuff goes, but I genuinely think they could have a kid touch their penis and the left will still find a way to defend it. Genuinely. I really don't think there's a limit at this point.
No, they've made it clear, and this is the problem with leftists' ideology and their political practice. It's just like the same thing with the report button. It's a feature that's important, but they abuse it. So it's like, okay, well, now we have to get rid of it. It's a gay pride parade. It's like, okay, whatever. And then they have to, shake genitalia in front of children. So we're going to have to get rid of it too. But that's what we do, man. This is why the left is so sick. All right. Well, I'm glad. I didn't know that. It just happened right before you went live with us. I'm glad your extra cow is back. I suspected that would be the case. So tell people where to follow you.
Yes. Join up. Predator Poachers on Rumble. PREDATOR PAACHERS on Rumble. Free to follow. Really help us out.
Alex Rosen. Safe travel.
Thanks so much.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I've got some major cringe lined up for you here. Major cringe. Let's start with, I don't even know what this is from Kamala Harris other than just odd, but I guess that's what she's known for after all. So I guess this is a campaign ad or a publicity stunt, a political deal. I don't know. Here's the latest from Kamala Harris, I guess, to convince you to vote for her or Democrats. I don't know. Clip one.
No, Taraji. Now, you know I wouldn't do that, especially not to a fellow bison. The real HU? You know. So what's on your mind?
Oh, Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested, Madam VP. I know you've been traveling across country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake
I'm
in
sorry,
this moment. The majority of
No. Pause. Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. Let's just go back. Go ahead. Let's play it again.
This is scripted. Let me tell you, you're right, Taraji.
Hold on. This is scripted. They're not actually on the phone with another. They are. This is scripted. That was in the script. Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. The streets where you came from, Kamala. Right back where you came from, I guess. All right, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you hearing? Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they're not like us.
No, they not. There's a full-on attack on our fundamental freedoms. The freedom to vote.
Oh, these people are so phony.
The freedom to love who you love. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom for a woman to make decisions about her own body, not having her government tell her what to do.
I mean, all of that is just completely untrue. Okay, if you want to be safe from gun violence, move out of a Democrat city. Okay, done. Since when do you not have control over your body? I'm just trying to figure this one out. I just, of course, the whole notion is a lie. Don't you know women just get pregnant out of nowhere? I mean, for the young women listening, I don't know what they're teaching you in school these days. I don't know what you learn in biology or science or anything. You could just wake up pregnant. It's totally out of your control. I mean. You're not pregnant one day, you wake up the next day, you're pregnant out of nowhere. And now the Republicans are going to say, well, you just have to keep that baby. That you had no idea how it got there. It's unbelievable, this stuff. It's just crazy. And Kamala Harris, she's out in these streets, girl. She knows. She's out in these streets. Well, she was the same one that was telling, she witnesses girls giving themselves abortions in the bathroom. Was that Kamala Harris, too? This is so pathetic. Now, obviously, what's going on here is they're pandering to black voters. That's obviously what's going on here. Tell me how this panders to black voters, by the way. Are you insinuating that you're resonating with black voters because you out in these streets? Nice. Are you insinuating that you're resonating with black women because they want to abort their babies? And that's their big issue is killing their kids? Real nice. Nice touch. Because we all know we have no idea how you get pregnant. It's just a mystery. It's a human mystery. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm 35 years on this. Hey, does anybody know how women get pregnant? There is, you have no control over it. Probably a man just looks at you and says, I want to impregnate. And just boom, there, and bam, now you're pregnant. What are you going to do? You should have reproductive rights because you don't know how you get pregnant. You're just pregnant one day. That's your logic. That's your logic. Because, hey, girl, I'm out in these streets, all right?
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, is that enough cringe or should we play the Joy Reid video?
I wasn't even going to show this, but the crew brought it in, so I've got it. I mean, folks, this is just straight-up deranged behavior. This woman makes millions of dollars as a political commentator. You're supposed to take her seriously. She's completely losing it. Trump derangement syndrome. Some people are not going to make it through this. And I think Joy Reid might be one of them. Here she is responding. By the way, we got Bob Barnes coming up in the third hour to cover all the big Supreme Court decisions from last week and then today's big decisions as well. But Trump derangement syndrome has broken Joy Reid, and she's playing the part now. She appears to be completely unhinged and deranged here. I guess they really expected – I don't know. Did they really expect to get a legal ruling in their favor because they think they own and run everything? Or do they just not understand the law? Or are they just that obsessed with getting Donald Trump? This is just a heartbreaker for them. Here's a completely unhinged, deranged, truly psychotic-looking woman, Joy Reid, responding to it today.
This election is no longer about the old guy that's in the White House now. Like, you know, all the op-ed pages and the New York Times can run around and opine about, you know, what Joe Biden should do. And, you know, y'all have fun with that. Enjoy yourselves, intellectual thought leaders. I no longer care. Doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, you never did.
It's above me now. It's above me now. There's a Waffle House next door.
You mean it's below you now?
There's a Best Western next door as well. It's above me now. It's above Joe Biden now. Don't care about Joe Biden's age, infirmity, that he shuffled when he walked. I don't care.
So it's bloated.
He could be seated for the rest of, from now to election day and never get up off a chair. He could sit down. He could roll around in a wheelchair. He could be on a skateboard, seated. I don't care. Donald John Trump cannot be allowed back into the White House. Because if you combine that madman with this court, two of whose members are insurrectionists, one of whom flew an upside-down flag at his home and blamed it on his wife, who's also crazy.
Pause it. Oh, my gosh. Insurrectionists? What? They just throw these words around. They just throw words around. Just toss words around. Two of them are insurrectionists. How? How are they insurrectionists? Please. I'd love to hear your explanation. This woman is so deranged. These things are below you now, Joy, not above you. So, but that's all right. Got about the same IQ as numbers of hairs on your head. It's about 20 now. Insurrectionist. And you're not allowed to fly a flag at your house? I mean, what's next if you fly an American flag? Oh, my gosh. By the way, zero has changed about Donald Trump. Zero has changed about Donald Trump's policies. This is just a Supreme Court decision that didn't go the way they wanted. How this amplifies anything to do with the campaign or Donald Trump's policies, it doesn't. But I guess they really thought that he would be in jail or ineligible to run. I guess that's really – somebody probably told Joy Reid that. Or maybe she just made this thing up like insurrectionists on the Supreme Court. Finish with this deranged woman.
The other of whose wife literally was part of the insurrection.
There was no insurrection.
They ruled in this. They put themselves in the Leonard Leo 6. They went ahead and ruled on this with no shame. You combine this court, two of whose members are going to immediately resign and put 30-year-olds in there, including probably the guy who wrote the opinion in the Beaters case, meaning that Beaters should be able to get machine guns, which, by the way, they have now arrogated to themselves the power to decide all federal rules, everything, whether your plane that you fly in is safe, how much carbon can be in the atmosphere.
That's amazing. Pause right there. That's what they want to do. Keep in mind, that's what Democrats want to do. That's what liberals want to do. They want to be the ones that determine all the laws and what all laws mean. They want to be the ones that regulate your life. And then one thing doesn't go their way, and it's based in the Constitution, and all of a sudden, the other guys are the tyrants. Folks, you're witnessing a complete psychotic break with reality here. You're witnessing a political left. I mean, these are truly psychotic and deranged people. That's the truth of the matter. The eyes never lie. The eyes never lie. There it is. There's the psycho killer eyes. These are truly psychotic and deranged people. Don't think for one second if they had the political power to do so, they wouldn't line you up against a wall and splatter it with your blood. Again, you have a Democrat operative basically calling for that today. These are truly psychotic people. Wow. All right, just finish it off.
In your water, they said agencies that have experts can't decide that. They will decide that. So they are kings, and Trump is king. You put him in the White House, combined with this court, and a Republican House and Senate, we're done, y'all. All the rights that were won in the 20th century, the hard-earned rights of women, laborers, workers, the rights of children. Remember, child labor used to be legal. The rights of black folks, forget that. The rights of
non-white immigrants,
forget that. All of the 20th century, they are trying to repeal the entire 20th century, and they're doing it fast.
No, you're trying to relive 20th century communism.
Governors, they are repealing the American century.
You hate America.
Because they don't like it, and they want back the 19th century. The century when super rich white men, untaxed, amassed great wealth.
All Democrats.
With no taxation to their descendants and pretended that they had earned it on their own, that they were just masters of the universe. They want that era back.
All right. That's good. That's enough. That's good. That's good. Yeah. The crazy part about this is, can you actually imagine an America with no liberals? Can you actually imagine an America with no far-left progressive liberals? At this point, it's just the Democrat Party, so you might as well just say Democrats, because the party's gone. Party's broke. It's destroyed. It's done. Can you imagine? Now, I'm not – this is no endorsement of the Republican Party. But, I mean, my goodness. These people are so psychotic and deranged, and they bring that to every element of culture, of media, of politics, of education, of policy, everything. They bring their psychotic derangement to everything. To everything. And they're destroying everything. And they say, the Republicans want to destroy the 20th century. What are you talking about? Biden just put another political prisoner the Department of Justice put another political prisoner in jail today, Steve Bannon. You're the ones that are complaining about the national anthem. You're the ones that are saying defund the police. You're the ones that have opened the border. You're the ones that are taking over the education system and indoctrinating kids. Who's really reversing the traditions of the 20th century? Who's taking down statues? Who's completely flipped on free speech? Who's completely flipped on being anti-war? So that's what I'm saying. It's like if I'm on a team in a sport or anything else, and I've got somebody on the team that just keeps giving the other guys the ball or keeps telling the other guys my plays or just is just a horrific member of the team, is just awful. It's like, I need you off the team. I need to win. So just please, you're off the team. That's where we're at now with liberals. You're killing the team. You're destroying the team. We're losing everything. We have no chance of victory because of you. So it's time for you, just, you're off the team. You're off the team. It's time for the adults to have the conversations. It's time for people that aren't completely psychotic and deranged to sit down at the table and actually decide how we're going to run this country and the future of this country and everything else. You're out. You're done. You're done. You think men can get pregnant? You think men can have periods? You think it's appropriate to genitally mutilate children? You think it's gay pride to run around on the streets naked and shaking your genitalia and urinate and poop on one another in the streets? Yes, that's what they're doing at pride parades now. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I have the videos. Yep. Check it off. Never doubt me, folks. What did I do? I predicted. This year, they will be having sexual acts in the streets. They've now done it. You know, in a way, that's the epitome of the modern-day Democrats, isn't it? San Francisco, where they have poop maps so that you don't step in a pile of feces. You walk around San Francisco, what's that smell? Is that the bay? No, that's a liberal who just took a shit right over there. What's that smell? Oh, that's just a drug addict who just passed out of there, probably hadn't showered in 2 months. See him right there, Neil? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Democrats did that right there. Look at that. And now they have their pride events. They have a quote-unquote fetish zone. And they poop and pee on one another. And they swim in their partner's urine. I'm not exaggerating. We won't even show the videos. We'll cover this tomorrow. I got a guest who filmed it coming on. But yeah, never doubt me. They're now doing sex acts in the street in front of children. Oh, but hey, they should be running the country, not Donald Trump, who has dozens of properties around the world, manages hotels around the world and golf courses around the world and resorts around the world and has a huge, successful family. No, not him. He's the bad guy. No. The liberals with purple hair and chopped up breasts and genitalia that indoctrinate kids into their same warped minds, the liberals that open up the border for murderers and rapists and then blame it on somebody else. No, they should be running the country. Joe Biden, who takes bribes from other countries. Joe Biden, who engages in pay for play. Joe Biden, who doesn't even know where he is, craps in his own pants. Hey, you guys should be running the country, clearly. Yeah. You guys are the ones that should be in charge. This is their logic. But that's what I'm saying. You're never going to live in a perfect society. I mean, things are always going to have problems. But, I mean, folks, in America without progressive liberals, I'm telling you, it's just, my God. And it's not even like you can avoid these people as much as you want. You can't avoid their policies. And that's the problem. I don't have to watch a Joy Reid video. I wasn't even going to do it today. I don't have to watch videos of their gay pride perversion, sex abuse in the streets. I don't have to show you that. I don't have to watch. I don't have to go be a part of it. And I don't want to. And that's fine. But they're taking over our culture. They're taking over our cities. They're getting access to your children. So I can avoid them, and I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to cover it. I'll show you any of it. But yet, there are their policies. There are their policies. There's the results. So, yeah, we can have debates about real political issues, but we need to remove the psychotics from the discussion. We need to remove the psychotic, deranged lunatics from the discussion. They are not to be taken seriously anymore. People like Joy Reid, people like Kamala Harris should never have an audience take them seriously ever. And I'll tell you this. The Republicans right now are showing how pathetic they are. And look, I'm for big tent politics. I'm not shy about that. I might not disagree with your culture or your lifestyle, but I also don't have to engage in it. And if you're going to vote with me to what I view is to make my country a better place to live in, then yeah, you're on my team. That's great. We have a similar mindset, common sense, policies, practices. I don't care what you do in your life. I don't need to be involved in that. I'm for political victories. I'm sick of losing politically. But you see, I guess Republicans now don't want to do anything about how out of control these gay pride parades are because they're afraid of being politically incorrect. Is that what that is? All right. Here's what you get. Here's what you get in a Democrat city. Let's go. Let's review, shall we? When Democrats run things, here's what you get. Trump ally Steve Bannon will report to federal prison today. He reported he's been in prison today, 4 month sentence. He'll be out just in time for the election. So, but hey, if you're Merrick Garland, you don't go to prison for contempt of Congress. If you're Hunter Biden, you don't go to prison for contempt of Congress. Only if you're Peter Navarro, only if you're Steve Bannon. They'd kill you if they could. John Deere announces mass layoffs in Midwest amid production shift to Mexico. The American jobs are going to Mexico. Biden's America. John Deere, great American company, outsourcing jobs and production to Mexico. That's Joe Biden's America. Illegal alien charged in rape of disabled child in Boston is out of jail after a leftist progressive judge releases him on $500 bail. The Haitian man, arrested for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts, earlier this year was released from jail on $500 bail. Don't worry, though. He's wearing an ankle monitor. For now. Does this just make you sick? Does this just make you absolutely sick? A handicapped girl, and he's out of jail on $500 bail. Probably paid for by the government. Where do you get the bail money? George Soros debit card? I mean, this is just one of those things. It's just, how in the hell does something like this happen? Yeah, we get it. The Biden administration has brought rapists in. So, yeah, innocent people get raped now. Innocent little girls get raped. Even if they're handicapped, they get raped in Biden's America because Biden brought in rapists. What do you expect? And I love this quote the liberals have. Oh, Americans rape people too. Oh, okay, so let's bring in more rapists. Great logic. I love that logic. Yeah, that great point. Yeah, Americans rape people too, so let's bring in more rapists. Hey, Americans kill people too. Of course they do. Let's bring in more murderers then too. Yeah, we are. Oh, okay, yeah, great. So So more murderers, more rapists. What's the difference? Democrat Party logic. See, so you see, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is why the psychotics have to be removed from the conversation. Right here. This is why liberal progressives have to be removed from the political conversations, removed from policy decisions, removed from any positions of power. They must be removed. I don't care where they end up. I don't care where they go. Probably the streets of San Francisco with a needle in their arm and a turd in their mouth. Because these psychotic, deranged leftist progressives have positions of power and influence in our country, a 15-year-old handicapped girl has been raped and let out, and the rapist is out of jail in Boston because of leftist psychotics. And that's just one story. Hundreds of women, hundreds of men either raped or murdered by Biden border invaders. The biggest winner in the Supreme Court decision, Joe Biden, because the hundreds of murders and rapes that he would be aiding and abetting in by letting the illegal immigrants into this country, the illegal aliens into this country, now he's immune from. Oakland corruption scandal. Remember this Democrat Oakland mayor? Yeah, learning some more here. Oakland corruption scandal. Democrat Oakland mayor Sheng Tao and government officials allegedly funded by sex trafficking drug ring. Nice. An FBI raid has exposed a complex web of alleged illicit activities involving high-ranking Democrat officials and notorious local businesses in Oakland, California. Yeah, but the governor should be the next president, you know, because it's run so well. Andy Duong, a key member of the Duong family and self-proclaimed proprietor of the now-defunct Music Cafe, is accused of using the cafe as a front for a sex trafficking and drug trafficking operation. This establishment, which also functioned as a karaoke lounge, was linked by state authorities to drug dealing, pimping, and human trafficking before its closure. And I guess the Democrat mayor there was protecting the whole thing. But it's a right-wing conspiracy, she says. It's a right-wing conspiracy, but then there's all the evidence. There's all the evidence. FBI raid of Oakland Mayor Rock City fuels questions over family's political influence. Yeah, they're called liberal progressive Democrats. And if they're not removed from the political picture by 2028... you're done. Your country is done. Your future is gone. That's the truth. That's the truth. Two things cannot coexist past 2028. The United States of America and the Democrat Party. Choose one, because the other's gone. That's it. That's it. And you see, and it used to be, well, you know, you might have the ceremonious border or you might have the ceremonious language. You won't even have that anymore. You won't have a border. People won't even speak English. It's all gone. By 2028, one of these two things will be gone, the United States of America or the Democrat Party. San Francisco Pride features public sex acts. Police refuse to intervene. Yeah, because it's Pride. Don't you know you can rape people in the street? Just wave that Pride flag. I mean, you get caught raping some guy in public next to a child. Maybe it's just a child. Police say, oh, what's going on here? You pull a Pride flag out of your pocket and wave it. Oh, sorry, didn't realize. Proceed. Proceed. Proceed, fag. Oh, is that kid a minor? Well, yeah. But don't you see there's a little pedophile logo on our flag now, too? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Proceed. So, yep, never doubt me, folks. We called it right here. 2024 Pride would feature public sex acts in front of kids, and now here we are.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Time for love and a time for letting it be.
about a brand new sale happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is live. Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is live, ladies and gentlemen. Up to 60% off. Yes, you heard me right. Up to 60% off top-selling, top-rated products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Products on sale include, wait a second now, is Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock? I see it on the screen. I don't want to report any inaccuracies here. We're known for our high rate of accurate reporting. So I don't want to commit until I know for certain that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. And ladies and gentlemen, it is back in stock and 25% off. Man, it's been a long time coming. This is actually crazy. I have one scoop left. I'm going to get home and I'm going to order a bunch of Vitamin Mineral Fusion tonight myself. I'm literally down to my last scoop at home. It's a travesty. And it's been a bit of a delay for us to get this back in stock. It is finally back in stock. And, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Why do I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Well, go look at the ingredient list, and you'll see more than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. There's other ingredients in there that you just probably don't get in your diet. You just probably are very deficient. Things like boron, things like glycine. I mean, this thing is just incredible. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing but five-star reviews, not even a four-star review, all five-star reviews. Tastes great. Tastes even better with two scoops, but not for everyone. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, finally back in stock. The wait is over. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off, part of our Spirit of 1776 sale. Happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We've got Bob Barnes coming up in the next hour. Let's hit some other news stories here and then get into the international geopolitical stories in the last segment of this hour. Hunter Biden is suing Fox News for disseminating nude photos and videos of him. Oh. You know, there's some irony here. Hunter Biden was disseminating this himself. Do you guys remember? You know, he did have a public Pornhub profile. And I think people actually found his own stuff on his Pornhub profile. So, okay. But yeah, it's probably not a good idea to leave your laptop at a repair shop past the time that you sign on the contract, and if you don't come back and get it, it's theirs, basically. Probably not a good idea. But, you know, it's funny, so many twists. It's always the same, though, right? It's always so predictable. The Hunter Biden laptop is not real. It's not real. It's Russian disinformation. Then it was, well, it might be real, but images and videos were implanted on it by Russia. So, yeah, there might be a real laptop, but people put stuff on there that was fake so that you thought it was Hunter Biden's. To now it's just, yeah, it's Hunter Biden's, and all the stuff is Hunter Biden's, and now he's suing because now everybody's seen his, well, you know the thing. So he's suing Fox News. So the nude photos and videos are not him. And now Hunter Biden is suing because the nude photos and videos are him. Now, I don't know if it's often Fox News gets sued like this, but they're now in two legal defenses. One in a big case, same lawyers that go after Alex Jones and Elon Musk and myself again. And now I guess they're going to be dealing with Hunter Biden too. Hmm. But that's the message. Hey, hey, just get these conservatives into a courtroom and we'll destroy them there. We've got the judges. We've got the lawyers that have no integrity. We've got the juries. So all you got to do is just get them in a courtroom and we'll take them down. Or we'll take them out, as they said in the Jones case. Oh, I forgot some more Democrat issues here. This is the crumbling infrastructure. But don't worry, billions for Ukraine. Lake Livingston Dam spillway under potential failure watch in Polk County, Texas. How a problem at Lake Livingston Dam could impact water for millions in Houston. So just the crumbling infrastructure, the infrastructure failure that's just a common thing nowadays. Because it's more important to fund wars in Ukraine and Israel or, you know, anywhere, really. It doesn't really matter. Anywhere there's a war going on, we're going to take United States taxpayers' money to fund it. And then, your dam breaks. Your bridge collapses. Your potholes in the streets. So what? What do you think your taxpayer dollars are for? How about this one in New York? 17 years, $700 million wasted. The stunning collapse of New York's traffic moonshot. They spent all this time and all this money trying to fix New York City's traffic, trying to rebuild its transit system, its public transit system. And what did you get? Nothing. But it cost you $700 million and you got nothing. Tell me, who's been in charge of New York for the last 17 years, guys? Who's been running New York for 17 years that something like this could happen? Who? Oh, that's right. Democrats. That's the one. It was the Democrats again. By golly. Seems to be the case every time. Seems to be the case every stinking time, doesn't it? And this is certainly enraging the Democrats. Christian warrior training explodes as churches put faith in guns amid a surge in violent attacks. Oh, no. You know, this is very reminiscent of 1776. Churches, church groups, Christians learning how to use guns and defend their country and their family. That's just, you can't have that, ladies and gentlemen. This is just unacceptable. Churchgoers are now arming themselves and signing up for warrior training before heading into weekly services as violent attacks in houses of worship surge nationwide. Yeah, I would say definitely if you go to your Jewish services, you need to have armed security, 100%. Same thing at mosques. Same thing at churches. If you're Christian, Catholic, absolutely. 100%. Those are definitely top targets. But, you know, Christians arming up to defend themselves and their families? That's so un-American. Actually, it was the founding of America.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person. And I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe.
who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, chalk another one up. We got 2 points, maybe even three. Depends on how you count them. Never doubt me, folks. People were all freaked out when Macron ruled to have those emergency elections. He's becoming a dictator. This is horrible. I said, now, hold on a second now. He's actually giving the right in France an opportunity for a major victory here. This isn't Macron becoming a dictator. This is actually the opposite. Well, the results are in. The results are in. Never doubt me, folks. Far right wins first round in French election. More victories for the right in France. And now it's looking like it's heading in that direction fast nationally in France. And Le Pen continues to gain popularity politically. But, of course, the left is now going insane. So this is the real tyrants, is the leftists in the streets now. Protests sweep Paris as humiliated Macron is defeated by Le Pen's national rally in election first round. President's allies say hard right stands at the gates of power. Hard right. And there are 7 days to stop catastrophe ahead of second round. They'll win in the second round, too. Never doubt me. But I love how it's hard right, hard right. Oh, it's hard right to want to have border security. It's hard right to want to have nationalist policy. It's hard right to want to put your citizens first. It's hard right to want to have common sense. Like a hard right. What's the hard left? Well, how come nobody talks about the hard left? Like what you see in the streets of San Francisco? What's the hard left then? You know, you never hear about the hard left that mutilates children, that opens borders, that releases rapists and criminals onto the streets, that burns cities to the ground. But, oh, you're hard right if you just have common sense policies. But there's no hard left ever. No, this is the hard left. They're out rioting in France now. The crew's showing a bunch of this B-roll. It wasn't just Paris. It was all around France. So the hard left, they're just communists. They're just dirtbag communists. Communists, it's Antifa type. They run around in their black ninja outfits. Never taken a karate class, but dressed like ninjas. Look at this guy with a battering ram. Can't even get through a glass door, firing fireworks all over the streets of people. But it's the hard right. Oh, the hard right. It's the hard right. It's such a threat. This is the mostly peaceful left destroying cities in France. So, yeah, there's all kinds of footage that they're putting on the screen here. Antifa rioting in the streets all across France. Why? But it's democracy. These people hate democracy. You notice that? It's protect democracy until they lose. And then it's, well, now we riot. So protect democracy. They're a threat to democracy. And then democracy happens and they don't like the results. So they say, well, now we riot. Oh, yeah. You guys love democracy. Don't you? The left does the same thing all across the world. From France, even here, and the United States of America. AOC making the statement. And this is how the left feels today. I use this statement as an example, but this is the left across the country. The Supreme Court has become consumed by corruption crisis beyond its control. No, you just don't like the results. Today's ruling represents an assault on American democracy. It's not democracy. It's the judicial branch, so you don't even understand basic terminology. It is up to Congress to defend our nation from this authoritarian capture. It's a different branch altogether. So, but hey, I agree. Congress does need to assert its political power and take it back from the FBI and the CIA and, you know, the DHS and all these groups that are running roughshod over the country. But that's not what she means. She wants them to assert power over the Supreme Court. It's basic history here. I intend on filing articles of impeachment upon our return. Oh, there it is. So you just didn't like the results. We're going to have more on these Supreme Court decisions coming up with Bob Barnes in the next hour. The far left is rioting in France. With Make Europe Great Again, Hungary taunts allies, touts hard right. There it is again. The hard right. I believe this one was in the Washington Post. So it's just like, hey, you know, we really like our country, and we want Hungary to be for Hungarians, and we're going to have borders, and we're not going to bring in third world people and criminals and rapists, and we're going to try to have an economy that works for us, and we're going to turn on our energy, and we're going to have common sense policies for Hungary. You're hard right. Hungary takes up the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union on Monday, putting the spotlight on Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has spent the last few years railing against the EU, and now Hungary will be helping to lead it for the next 6 months. Nice. Boy, their politics over there in Europe, it really is a strange thing, isn't it? Austrian, Hungarian, and Czech far right form new EU coalition. The right is actually taking over in Europe. And maybe they don't rig or cheat in elections on the left as much as they do here in America. But there is a big nationalist hard right takeover in a lot of parts of Europe right now. It would already have taken total control in the United States, but we got problems here. Mail-in ballots and dead people voting and dogs and cats voting. All kinds of issues there. Democracy. Protect our democracy. My cat should have 12 votes. Protect our democracy. And if we don't like the results, we riot. Yeah, we voted for Joe Biden. Give us someone else. Democracy. Ukraine thwarts alleged coup scheme, officials say. A group of people were detained on suspicion of planning a coup in Kiev, according to the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office. I don't doubt this. I think Zelensky is extremely unpopular for what he's done to Ukraine. But apparently he and his wife are filthy rich. And, I mean, look, there's some other news I'm sitting on. But, you know, maybe you've seen it. Zelensky apparently owns all these mansions, and his wife is buying million-dollar cars. Who knows? Who knows where all the money goes? We know where it comes from, though. Yes, we do know where it comes from. You, your labor, your tax dollars. So I'm not surprised at all that people are trying to have a coup on Zelensky. I'm not surprised at all that most of Ukraine wants that little warmonger, that little fag nugget out of there, killed hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians because he refused to negotiate with Putin. The funny thing is, Ukraine would be much better off at this point under Russian leadership. Look at what Zelensky's done for you. Hundreds of thousands of dead Ukrainian men. Now they're recruiting old men and women to fight too. But they make sure that Kiev lives in this bubble so that the oligarchs and where all the political power lies, it's basically the D.C. of Ukraine. They make sure that all those people live in a bubble and are not affected by the war, so it keeps going and they just act like they don't know what's going on. Ultra-Orthodox Israeli men protest against military draft order. I'm telling you, a lot of Jews in Israel are really pissed off about what Netanyahu is doing. And the funny thing is, a lot of the Netanyahu supporters have fled the country. You know, most of them are dual citizens. So most of the Netanyahu supporters actually fled Israel, and it's actually like the Orthodox Jews that are staying behind that are against Netanyahu's wars on the Gaza Strip. And they're saying, will you please stop it? And he's saying, no, I will kill all of them in Gaza, and I will take it back. And if you don't like that, then I'm claiming I'm the victim. By the way, this is a little historical video. Here's President Truman, after World War II, talking about the situation in Palestine. Not Israel, but Palestine, in clip 7.
We had several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything. It couldn't be done. We had to take it in small doses. You can't move 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased. We had all sorts of objections to everything that was done. Something had to be done. We went ahead and done it, and had it done, and now it's working out. Eventually, I think we'll have them all satisfied. But it's going to take a great deal of time yet to get the job done.
Boy, some things never change, do they? Some things just never change.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, you have some unintentional comedy in New York this weekend where you have a pride parade going on, but then you had the Queers for Palestine, and the two groups for some reason didn't get along. Now, the funny thing is you have the pride marchers that will wave the Palestinian flag, and it just shows you these are just drones. They're the equivalent of a NPC. That's why the meme fits so well. These are literally leftist NPCs. And it doesn't matter what the protest is. It doesn't matter what the cause is. They will pick up the flag and they will wave it when they're told. And so if two issues can be combined into one, then more power to you. Then they'll wave a gay flag in one hand and a Palestinian flag in the other. And, of course, not even understand the geopolitics of it, not even understand the culture, and embarrass themselves. But here's where it gets funny. So I guess the gay pride parade wasn't focusing enough on the Palestine angle, but then the Palestinian angle was interrupting in the gay pride fest that doesn't really care about that. And so the two groups ended up fighting. And so first, here's some of the Palestinian protesters that blocked the pride parade. This really angered the gays in clip 11. So the pride parade gets stopped because the Palestinian people are there waving the flag because their issue is more important, even though some of them have the gay flag too. And they say, gays for Palestine. Well, why don't you go to Palestine, see how that works out for you. Film it, please, so we can know. So here's their little standoff. I love this. Free, free, free Palestine. Free, free, free Palestine. How about free America? How about free us? Sick of this crap. Go free Palestine yourself. Go fly over to Palestine with your gay flag. Good luck. Oh. And now the gay pride marchers are cheering because the cops are about to come in and whoop some of these Palestinian protesters' asses. Now they love the police. Isn't that something? They only love these things when they work in their favor. So the Supreme Court works for them, they love it. Supreme Court works against them, they hate it. They're not about democracy, they're about power and agenda. All right, what else do we have here? Let's see, what was the interruption here? Give me clip 12. Oh yeah, nice. They got their these ones are in the freshly purchased headscarves off Amazon, the Palestinian Amazon headscarf, probably made in China. And then they wave their gay flags just because, you know, it's all leftist bullcrap and they just want to fit in, but they're blocking the pride parade. You know, it's really something when on the issue, I probably am in agreement with them on the actual issue, but they're just so cringe and so brainwashed. They're not really, they don't even know where they're at on the issue. They're just eating up political propaganda slop and just taking it out to the street. So it's Palestine, it's gay, it's Ukraine, it's anti-Trump, it's whatever it is, it's Antifa. It's just, they're just the drones of the left doing whatever they're told to do. And then here, we'll conclude it with the massive fight. Massive brawl breaks out at the end in clip 16. Oh, left hook, right hook, bam, lands a left. I think the Pride Marchers won this fight. I can't tell for certain. And now this little white girl is just getting stomped. But I think that was a Palestinian protester. Oh, now the gay dudes are going at it. They probably enjoyed it. I mean, Democrats fighting Democrats. You know, I would just avoid any Democrat events. Just avoid them.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true natural iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we're about to be joined by Bob Barnes. We're going to discuss all things Supreme Court. A lot of big rulings coming out last week and then, of course, today as well. So attorney Bob Barnes, who's fought many things at the Supreme Court, has other big things he's fighting for right now as well, going to be joining me any minute. Folks, remember the 1776 sale, the Spirit of 1776 sale is live now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the 4th of July this week. Have you forgotten? No, you're not seeing the American Pride flag. You're not seeing big corporate push for July 4th marketing. Well, here we do that. That's what we like to do here. We celebrate America. So, Spirit of 1776 Super Sale, up to 60% off top products today. We've got Nitric Boost, great for blood flow, cardiovascular health, 40% off. You've got DNA Force Plus, 40% off. You've got Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. How could I not mention Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, 25% off. We've been waiting, and it's finally back. DNA Force Plus is the elite flagship supplement. I take two every morning. I take two every night. It's 40% off. It's the Spirit of 1776 Super Sale. Just look at all these discounts that are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's how we're able to have the great crew behind me that makes everything possible that we do here. So, Spirit of 1776 Super Sale live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. It is nice. We, you know, some companies do. So much of it is, by the way, so much of this Pride Month is just a marketing scam. Really, at this point, it's all just a marketing scam for much of it. Well, we like to celebrate the 4th of July, an actual holiday, an actual tradition, actual culture, actually something to have pride in the United States of America. So that's what we do. Spirit of 1776 sale. Spirit of 1776. That's what we're into. All right. Guys, let me know when Bob is ready, and we'll go to him. All right. Well, here's some of the decisions. You have the Trump immunity case, which was the one that has the left just in fits of rage today. I mean, quite literally. You also had a homeless ruling on some things that homeless people can or can't do. And, you know, with this one, it kind of just – I feel like it's – in a way, it's almost seasonal. Like, if I didn't go downtown and see 500 people trying to live in the streets and urinate and defecate in the streets and prop up tents all over the streets so that people can't even walk by, then I wouldn't – you know, I wouldn't need to sign any bills or consider any Supreme Court rulings against homelessness and tent encampments and all this stuff. But – okay, well, now you do have that, and specifically in Portland. So it's like, okay, well, now you're camping in the streets, you're defecating in the streets, your tents are everywhere, I can't even walk by without seeing you or smelling you or being accosted by you, whatever, dealing with your panhandling. So now we do have to make a decision on that. So I feel like it's a seasonal thing. It's like if there was no problem, then we wouldn't have to rule. But they say, oh, they're making homelessness illegal. Again, that's just a total misinterpretation. Just a total misinterpretation. But that's what usually goes on. Of course, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of some January 6 defendants. It really was kind of made a bigger deal out of, saying, well, they can't be charged with obstruction. But very few of them, obstruction was even what they ended up being charged with. So they can be charged with a bunch of different things. So obstruction was just one. It's not going to stop anybody in the Biden Department of Justice from going after more January 6 defendants. And then the other big one was the Chevron deference case. Yeah, look at that right there. There's a headline, Justice Department eyeing ways to sustain obstruction charges against January 6 defendants. Well, they don't. They'll just go after some other charge. They don't even need obstruction. So it really is going to be avoided that impacting it too much. It's just, you know, people on the right, you know, any victories, they tend to celebrate, even if it's more of a Pyrrhic victory. The Chevron deference was a big one. And this is something that I think a lot of people probably never heard of and have done a bunch of research into. But it's basically, you know, government overreach and the government's ability to shake you down and act like a mafia. And then there's just nothing for you to do about it. They just shake you down and say, yep, you got to pay us money or you need to do this or we're going to shut you down. And it's just obviously not what America was founded on. So that was a big ruling, and we're looking forward to getting Bob on about all of that as well. But we are currently delayed in getting him on. So we're going to buy some time here, and I'm going to figure out what's going on with the guest. So let's play a special report that is making its way around right now. Would you put it past the Democrats to build camps to put anyone against their political agenda, to put them into camps and disappear them? Would you really put that against Democrats? Consider that as you watch this special report.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct, like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, it's really not as far-fetched as it sounds, considering the Biden regime currently has hundreds of political prisoners, including now Steve Bannon, as of today. It's not so far-fetched, considering what we saw in the name of COVID. But perhaps the most obvious of all of them is the projection that Democrats and the leftist psychology engages in. When they talk about President Trump becoming an authoritarian, when they talk about President Trump arresting his political opposition, folks, they're admitting that's their plan. That's what they're saying. And so they put that out as a starter so that they can then get clearance, approval in their own concept that, oh, well, we have to arrest all of Trump's supporters. We have to arrest Donald Trump and all of his supporters, because if we don't, then they're going to arrest all of us. And they're the criminals, see? That's how they play these games. That's the psychological tactic that leftists engage in to illegitimately assume power and take over civilizations and societies and cultures. So that's where we're at. That's what we're fighting against. And it's never been more obvious than it is here today. And this is what is on the ballot in 2024. And that's why I say the United States of America and the Democrat Party, only one of these things can exist past 2028. Only one. Not both. Only one. All right. We have not heard from Bob Barnes, so not sure what went on with that, but that gives me a bit of a schedule change here, a bit of a programming change, as this hour is now open. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we will take calls from you on anything we've discussed here today, and maybe we'll talk Supreme Court with Bob tomorrow, or we'll just see how that goes. I already have at least one more guest for tomorrow, but either way, we open up the phone lines now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and anything we've discussed so far today is fair game. Now, on this issue of the Supreme Court decision, it was really never going to go the other way. Now, if you had a bunch of leftist activists on the Supreme Court, then maybe they would have ruled against Donald Trump. But here's what they've made clear in their post commentary, that this is all about getting Donald Trump. This isn't about presidential immunity, which is inherent in the Constitution as it's framed, and obvious as to why you would have the presidential immunity factor. This is all about getting Trump. And that's what they want to be able to do. They want to be able to go after Trump for anything and everything and put him in jail. So the fact that this applies to all presidents doesn't matter. They've even said this in their commentary. When it's brought up, well, you know, this could affect Joe Biden and this could affect Barack Obama with drone striking weddings and killing innocent people. They said, no, this isn't about them. This isn't about Obama. This isn't about Biden. This is about Trump. Ah. So this isn't about equal application of law. This isn't about nobody's above the law. This is another scam to get Trump, and you failed. And now you're irate because you're like petulant children that can't get the candy bar in the checkout aisle, and so you throw a temper tantrum. Because that is your maturity level equivalency. And so now they're just saying, well, if the president's immune, then Joe Biden should just call for Trump to be assassinated, and Joe Biden should send in the Navy SEALs to kill all Trump supporters, right? That's the logic here. That's the American left today. You still don't think they'd put you in a concentration camp? They're socialists, after all. Who is it that put Jews in concentration camps? Oh, yeah, socialists. That's right, it was socialists. Who is it that chopped the heads off of their political opposition in France? Oh, that was the socialists. That's a socialist, too. It's funny. It's funny what socialists do. Now they're here in America trying to do that again. Isn't that something? Mm-mm-mm. Here we are, repeating the history because we don't know it. You hope you don't see it, but if they get their way, oh yeah, oh yeah. All right, we're going to take calls the rest of the way. My crew is getting the callers on the board right now, but let's go ahead and fire one up as they do it. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Good. Hey, I was hoping to, because after the election, I guess the Supreme Court's basically exonerated Trump, and from what I've understood.
Okay, so, well, I wanted to get Bob Barnes' interpretation of all this. It's my best understanding that Jack Smith's case is pretty much null and void, and then the other case will go back to so the Florida case is pretty much null and void. It's just a matter of process now. But in D.C., it goes back to Judge Chutkan, who's another radical leftist. So I don't really know as far as what to anticipate legally. That's why I was going to get Barnes on today. So I don't want to give you any bad information here. But it looks like from what I've gathered, Jack Smith's case in Florida is pretty much shot. And now it just really depends on how radical Chutkin in D.C. wants to be.
But it also depends on how much of the election they're going to try to steal. And in order for us to stop that election, I mean, sure, we're going to have like a lot of people witnessing, poll watchers, everything. But what if we started sending a message, like, say, a vote for Trump every week towards Mar-a-Lago? If we just kept sending letters saying that we're going to vote for Trump in November, I think that, it would be a demoralizing blow to our enemy, knowing that the base is so absolutely energized. So just a suggestion.
So what are you saying? Send letters to Mar-a-Lago just as a like an overwhelming show of support?
November, just do it every week. Just until the point where they expect – and maybe we even slow it down to the point where they can't even use the mail-in ballots because we filled up the truck.
Are you talking about mail-in ballots or are you talking about – I'm confused.
No. Okay, you are. All right. So sending a message to Trump via the mail saying that you're going to vote for him in November. That's it. Once per week. I think the United States should do that. And that would be it because snail mail is huge. Like, it really takes a lot of effort to write a mail and send it and all that stuff. Not many people do that anymore. But if we were such an energized nation, I think it would send a very demoralizing message to the Democrats, make it almost impossible for them to steal the election.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I don't really know how mailing letters of support to Donald Trump changes anything. I'm sure that already goes on. I mean, I guess if he decided to show his piles of mail and send a message, I guess it would matter. I think the rally turnout is a much bigger thing, but they don't really get demoralized by that. They just lie and pretend like it doesn't happen. I mean, if Trump showed a video with him having a million letters, they'd just say it's fake and he wrote them all to himself. So I think the idea of having the overwhelming public support is important, whatever the method is, but the problem is it's already there. Like, it's a phenomenon that's already happening. Trump has sold probably 5 million hats at least. And then he makes the joke, I've never seen a Biden hat. Nobody's ever seen a Biden hat. Trump gets 20,000 people at a rally. Biden can't fill a high school gymnasium. So it's like we've already kind of won in that arena. So I guess it's just absolute total redundancy. And then, but either way, because here's the final level of it, Tim. Nobody's going to believe Joe Biden beats Donald Trump in 2024. So, I mean, they could still do it and just say, we don't care anymore. We run the country. We run the media. We own everything. And if anybody dares say otherwise, we're just going to throw them in prison. So maybe we reach that level. But I just don't see – I mean, the public support for Trump is already through the roof, especially, you know, compared to the nothing for Joe Biden. All right. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to Helen in Florida. Helen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
So I have a issue with Florida. We're in our hurricane season now, and I'm just really worried, you know, because I see these supposed warehouses / FEMA camps being built around all over the state, and I just don't trust DeSantis, and especially since Harris wants to leave no stone unturned, and I'm just not really trusting DeSantis since he went to Israel to legally run for both president while keeping his governor status. So, and, you know, I'm not really happy with Vivek Ramaswamy as a vice president pick either because he was mentioned he was a Soros person in the
All right, I'm sorry. What is your dog trying to say here? It's making it a lot – it's hard to understand you. What does your dog want to say?
Quiet.
He needs a treat. You got to give him like a treat or something.
I did. I gave him a piece of bread with peanut butter.
Okay, that'll take care of it.
So, yeah.
Well,
so
what's the, isn't there a hurricane? It's supposed to hit like the Lesser Antilles and go up around Cuba. I mean, these things, these cones are always wrong. So I guess it goes north now.
Yeah, it runs through until November, which would give a great opportunity for all the Patriots that have moved to Florida because we're like the third fastest growing in the nation. And there's just places being built along with warehouses that don't look like warehouses. They look more like camps. And I just feel like what a great place to just hoist up everybody in one place instead of having to go throughout the country. You can just snatch them all up in Florida. So I don't really feel safe here. I don't really know if our governor is...
You don't trust his hands? I think he's been a good governor. I understand not trusting anybody, though.
He's been a good governor.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so Joe Biden has announced he's going to be giving a public speech tonight. 7:45 Eastern is the time it's supposed to go off, so he'll probably be late. in response to the Supreme Court immunity decision. Now, I hear this, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what's the angle here? Is Joe Biden going to try to bring the radical left back to earth and say, hey, everybody relax, this was the right decision, let's all calm down? The rhetoric I'm seeing in response is bad for our country. No, no, that's no way. No way a Democrat would do that. Okay, so is he going to use this as an opportunity to attack Trump and the Supreme Court to cause more political division and vitriol and hatred and violence against Trump supporters? Okay, could be that. Does he just need a public appearance of sorts to try to go on damage control after the disastrous debate and then going on vacation? Just to say, hey, I'm here and look, I can still talk. Maybe it could be that. Maybe there's some other, maybe he just wants to draw us in with that and then there's some other message he wants to get out. I don't think it's coincidental, the timing of it though. And guys, pull it up because I'm pretty sure the U.S. men's national team plays a soccer game tonight. And look, trust me, do not discount this. Do not doubt me on this. I guarantee you they are trying to schedule this when the least amount of people will be watching. So is that tonight, guys? Yes. Okay. So yeah. So it's basically, so he's going to be probably walking out to the podium as the United States soccer game kicks off tonight. Do not doubt me. That is 100% by design. 100%. It could have been scheduled at any time. He could walk out in 30 minutes. He's only going to speak for probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes max. He's going to read off some script. It's already been written. He could do it now. He could do it in an hour. He could do it at 6. But he's probably going to do it like right when the game goes live, or you know, maybe he'll try to do it earlier. I don't know. This is how they think, folks. This is how they think. It's the same reason why they sign these ridiculous bills on Christmas Eve, because they don't want you to see what they're doing. But why is Biden doing an emergency press conference to comment on the Supreme Court decision? I doubt it's for anything positive. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines and go to Alan in California. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
The master of liberal political disaster. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're doing great. So I got a couple things I want to impart to you. First of all, I just had my nitric boost this morning, bodies. All the things are fantastic. Everyone should be buying them. Support Alex Jones. Now, what we got to deal with is I've been a AJ, Alex Jones University participant since December of 2001. But here's the thing. They put Joseph Biden on that stage last Thursday, just to prove that he's going to fall apart, so that the powers that be are going to let our past president, Donald Trump, come in, and then they're going to crash the economy.
Let me be clear about something, though. Who do you think set Joe Biden up?
Well, the powers that be. So that's the next point.
It was his campaign that made the demands. So you're saying his own campaign set him up for failure?
No. It's Anthony Blinken and the others, because they're getting ready to crash the economy. So there's a gentleman, in fact, to your crew, who's the best ever, all of them, at ilesjones.com. Justin Nemos. You guys should write this down. Justin Nemos. He's the guy that actually was the QAnon that wrote the book. He was a huge QAnon supporter. Now he's split 180, and he says that Donald Trump is actually the guy they're going to bring in to crash the economy. And, by the way, I'm of that same mindset right now, okay? Back in October 2015, I was walking around with a Halloween mask with Donald Trump in support of it. And I was a huge promoter. But I think I'm sorry to say this, you may not like to hear this, Owen Shore, I think Donald Trump has controlled opposition. So
I have no problem hearing it. I have no problem hearing it at all. I just disagree.
But thank you for, you know, being agreeable to me being disagree of you.
Politics is crazy. Our world is completely crazy. I don't care. I understand why people think the earth is flat. I understand why people think Trump is controlled. I get it. We live in an absolutely insane world. I try to make the most sense of it I can, and I just try to bring that to the air every day.
Yeah, and I appreciate your candor and your willingness to hear both sides of the issue. But I am firmly convinced now. And again, your team should put this Justin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Nemos.com. Look him up. He was just interviewed by Donald Jeffries on iProtest on Rockfin. That's one of the subterranean.
Well, let me just respond to the two things you said, sure. And people can go look that up if they want. And thank you for the call. Here's why I view the situation with Biden as a bit of an organic development. And I don't want to be redundant of everything I covered in the first hour. But, I mean, to me, I mean, I'm looking at this. I mean, there's a real internal struggle going on what they're going to do with Joe Biden. I think that's real. So if you think anybody set him up for failure in the debate, well, then you would say, okay, it was the upper echelons of the Democrat Party. But they're the ones that are saying to keep him around. And it's the media that's saying, no, we need to get rid of him. So, I mean, I just see that, and I believe that's real. I think that that's a real struggle. Because the media is like, hey, what are we going to do here? This is too obvious. I mean, we're going to have no credibility if we keep lying for this guy. And the Democrats are like, too bad. Keep lying. And then as far as Trump is concerned, it's just there's way too much going on with him, and the hatred and the fear is just way too real for me to believe that he's controlled opposition. But I get it. People that think that, I don't think you're crazy at all. I can see why you would believe that. Skeptical of everything, not trusting anything. This world has been so crazy. We've been lied to about so much. But I do not share that belief. All right, let's go to John in Minnesota. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to make this quick. There was a thing that Colonel McGregor put out just recently. I can't find it on which social media it is or anything, but he said something about we should have an early election.
Colonel McGregor believes that the elections will be canceled.
Well, what I'm saying is I kind of agree with that, and I want to ask you a quick question. Do you care if anybody knows who you're going to vote for?
No, actually. Now, this is a debate that's been going around, but I think there's ways for us to have a transparent vote without you having to have other people know who you vote for. See, there's a reason to say that I'm in a position where people already know who I'm voting for. So there's nothing for me to lose. There's people out there, if it was public who they vote for, they could lose everything.
Sad. Why? I think that...
What do you mean, why? You've seen what they do to Trump supporters.
I know. But that's what I think, is we all have to just send our vote in to some website or something and just have our
own... All right, I'm out of time. I will respond to that, John. I'll respond to this because I've covered it before, so I've got the response ready.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Let me explain what the caller talks about. Somebody actually put up a poll about this. It might have been Elon Musk, but somebody put out a huge poll, got millions of votes. Would you care if people saw your vote? Now, some people might care. Some people might not. I don't care. I'm public about it. And I mean, at this point in my life, I have nothing to lose if people know who I vote for. Now, but that's not everybody's case. So, no. Your vote should not be public record if you don't want it to be. Otherwise, guess what? People are not going to vote. And who do you think that's going to impact the most? So let's just think full spectrum here. But you can kind of have your cake and eat it too with this issue. It's very simple. I don't know. I think of these things and it's like, how has nobody thought of this? Why aren't we doing this? You can go and vote just like we do now. You go in your little booth there, and you slide in your little Scantron, you pick your votes, it prints it out, you get to review it, make sure all your votes are right on the Scantron, you say, okay, everything checks out, and then you go over to the machine where you plug it in to the final tally, and on that machine, there's a live tracker, a live tracker. And you got the little poll watcher right there who stands there, make sure you put it in the right way. Gives you a little sticker in Spanish now. And you plug in your Scantron, and then you watch the live ticker on the screen. So you plug it in, and then you're staring at the live ticker, and then you watch. And say, okay, so I voted Trump, and so Trump has 5,000 votes, and then you put your thing in, and it says 5,001. Okay, my vote counted. And they can sit there and watch it all day, the poll watcher, and everybody that votes can sit there and watch. And they plug in their vote, and then they can watch it on the screen that all their votes went to the right thing. So then you make sure your vote goes the right way. Doesn't have to be public. And a poll watcher, two poll watchers can sit right there and watch the whole process and make sure it never changes throughout the day. And then when the polls close, they have all the results right there. Turn it over to the head. You're done. I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, that's so simple. And it's not even, like, we have the technology to do this. So I don't know why we just don't do it that way, quite frankly. I think that solves all the problems right there. You really don't even have to change much. It would speed up the whole process. And now you have more confidence than you ever have that your vote was counted the way you voted. And you don't need people to know what your vote was. But I guess I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm just too smart for this political thing. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to Tony in Mississippi. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? It's Cody, but I just wanted to plug bodies. My wife takes it. She's an artist, tattoo, all that. I have carpal tunnel, arthritis, or whatever you want to call it. And it does her a lot of good. I was going to see if we could get some commercials on band.video or something like that that I could promote and show to people when I'm trying to plug the product.
So there is a channel on band.video called Hit the Brakes. I don't know if all the commercials are in there. Maybe a member of the crew can steer you in the right direction, but I think
awesome.
That might be your best. That might be your best bet. There's a channel on band.video called Hit the Brakes. Maybe they're in there. Otherwise you just have to download, you know, full shows or whatever, or just capture the full show and you can just, you know, put them out yourself.
And then Ellis had a caller earlier that was talking about them replacing Kamala, and I thought that was a good thing. I wanted to get your take on that. They could put in, you know, any of the top, you know, Big Mike or whoever in there. And
yeah, so this is political. I mean, we're doing political speculation, but I'm all for it. I think the Democrats don't just have a Biden problem. I think they have a Kamala Harris problem. You know, what's funny is, because this tends to miss when we're having these conversations. And it's kind of there, and maybe we walk around it a little bit and see it, but we don't really focus. Part of the biggest problem for the Democrats right now is the arrogance and the entitlement of Jill Biden and Kamala Harris. These are two selfish, entitled biatches. They don't want to be pushed out of the way. They are loving themselves right now. They are loving their power. They are loving the spotlight. They are loving them some them. They love being in the center of attention. They love it. You can't even imagine how much they love it. They love it more than anything you've ever loved in your life, probably. That's how obsessed Jill Biden and Kamala Harris are with themselves. And so they don't want to go anywhere. They're probably the biggest obstacle in this whole thing is the arrogance and the entitlement of Kamala Harris and Jill Biden. They do not want to be told to get out of the way. They think they're the greatest thing ever, and there's nobody telling them they're getting out of the way. So, I mean, even if you had a situation where, okay, Kamala, get out of the way, we'll put you on the Supreme Court, that's, there's too many unknowns there, I think. And so leapfrogging Kamala and Joe is a big issue for them, no doubt. It's a huge issue. I mean, How loyal do you think Kamala Harris is going to be if they leapfrog her and nominate somebody else and then don't even have her on the ticket? I don't see her loyalty lasting too long. They know it. She's probably even suggested, you know, if you dare do this to me, it's not going to be good for you. So I think that's kind of where they're at, folks. I think that they'd love to get rid of Joe and Kamala. They just can't. I think they really put themselves in a bad position. But of course they did. They put Joe Biden as the president. And they had Kamala as the VP. So they've done it to themselves. They're in a real predicament. How they deal with it, we can only speculate at this point. All right, let's go to Andrea in Texas. Andrea, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. It's good to talk to you. I was just wondering if anybody was interested in checking into this TIPCO company, the steel company that was during the Obama administration. Have you heard about that?
Yes, and you want to talk about Chinese companies getting all this farmland, getting all this property around military bases.
Yes, well, kind of. It was the biggest investment over here in Gregory, Texas, and it's a non-working factory, non-working. At most, there's only, I see, 6 cars in that parking lot. That's it. But it's the biggest investment from China. And then we're getting Enbridge over here, and they're going to do clean energy. I think it was like blue ammonia. And they're going to ship that energy to China. I went to a town hall meeting. That's where they're.
Well, you know what? Your best bet is, I'm not even kidding you, if you sent a letter or somehow tried to get in touch with Ken Paxton's office, he does great as far as community outreach is concerned. He takes this stuff very seriously. So, I mean, you could make an effort there, and I wouldn't even be surprised if somebody from his office or himself looks into it. That'd be your best bet. Thank you for the call. Let's go to, we got an international caller here. Quickly, before we sign off, Mike in El Salvador, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and praise God for you, man. Hey, I just have a few quick points. I got a couple verses for Alex and you. You've asked repeatedly, where are the Christian patriots? Considering July 4th coming up here, we have to remember that there would be no United States of America without Christians in that Congress. They prayed together. They studied the Bible, and they came up with our Constitution. Okay?
Yeah, there's a reason why God is mentioned so many times in our founding documents.
Bible was the most referred to document in the formation of our country. 2 verses that Alex was looking for a while back, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. That's Jeremiah 20, verse 9. In Jeremiah 23:29, God says, is not my word like a fire?
Well, this is a great way to end the show, but unfortunately I'm out of time. I'll be live tonight on Rumble, rumble.com/Owen, in 2 hours. I'll see you there, or I'll see you here, 21 hours.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.